Good morning. We have Patrice in the studio today, our gossip queen. Hello, Patrice.
Hello, how are you?
I don't know why we're putting on these voices.
I don't understand either. Okay.
Hi. You're putting on a voice, too?
Today is Voice Thursday.
Otherwise known as Gossip Thursday.
Yes.
That means yesterday, of course, was Suck a Dick Wednesday. This from Adam Jackson. Yes, it worked. I got it. It definitely was not my first BJ, but I did get a blowjob yesterday. I used my Sharpie and put it on my shirt, and a longtime friend saw it and said, "Oh, I forgot it's Suck a Dick Wednesday." I said, "You listen to Keith and the Girl?" And she nodded, and she said, "Well, let's grab some dinner." And by 11:15, so it works.
God bless.
You know what? This just, to me, means that I better hurry up with those T-shirts.
Yes. Or my membership card idea.
Right. But you said a membership card, like you're a member of...
It does an air of gentleman to it.
Right. And you so they're supposed to flash their card at women.
They just show them to...
and just give the card.
If she tries to walk away at the end of the date, it's Suck a Dick Wednesday. Sorry.
Ray just wrote me, Snoop Dogg is a youth football coach. He has a pimped out team bus and their theme song is Drop It Like It's Hot.
The whole team is mad at him apparently because he started smoking the pot again and he's sort of cut back on his involvement with the team. And they're blaming Coach Snoop for the team losing and not having the kind of players it used to have.
Yeah. Are you blaming Coach Snoop for having a tricked out bus?
No.
Well, they like the tricked out
you
bus.
Take the good
That's
with the
plus,
bad.
Not a minus.
You take the good with the bad. And that's a good song. When you're playing football, to have in your head, drop it like it's hot.
Especially with the children.
Drop it like it's hot. Oh, another fumble? Oh, I
drop
just...
it like it's hot.
I thought the football was going to be hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
So how's it going, peeps?
It's going straight.
Good.
I didn't suck any dicks yesterday, but I had a colonic.
Oh, you know what?
You had a what? Colonic?
I got a colonic yesterday.
Shut up.
Yep. I just woke up and I was reading the thing from my yoga center and I was like, I should call for more information. And she's like, I have an appointment in like an hour. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything. So I went.
No way. Yeah. Don't you have to like fast or something before that?
You just don't have to eat. You're not supposed to eat like 2 hours before.
2 hours before?
What's the difference between a colonic and an enema?
$110.
But is that what it is? And a doctor does it for you?
I don't think she's a doctor.
You shit
well,
on
no,
the
an
bed?
Well, no, an enema, you stick like just a
whatever, soup. Yeah.
It's
you
like,
stick liquid in your ass, right?
That's what a colonic
is,
yeah.
It's not
it's
just
different.
Liquid. The enema has liquid and kind of like some kind of...
I think it's usually saline or something like that.
Something, and so then you poop right after. But this, you're
it's
like being
in and
drained.
Out. It's like a reverse vacuum, and then it's going both ways, and it's triple filtered water. And it's just this gigantic tank of water, and I'm staring at it, and I'm like, that can't fit in my ass.
Oh, God, you saw the water go into your ass?
I saw the tank of the water.
What do you mean a tank? How big is it?
She said total, it was about 10 to 12 gallons of water.
No.
What's
going
that?
Up
throughout
your
the process. It was an hour long. So.
No, going in your process, but what's going in your ass? You just see a tank, but that's just water.
Yeah. She had a tube with like a speculum thing on, she put a whole bunch of lube on it and stuck it up my ass and then went from there. And she's like talking to me in like the calm like receptionist voice.
Right.
And she has like, it was, God, what was it? Sting, like acoustic. Playing in the background.
It's a brand new day.
You know, and I'm just like, this is ridiculous. I have to pay her after this.
Hold on. So you're watching all the water go in. Now,
No, I can't physically see the tube. I see the tank going down.
Right,
the level of the tank.
So now the entire tank
and
goes
in. And does she say you're doing good? You're doing good. You're doing
She's
really
like,
good.
Let me know when you feel full. And of course, the 1 ounce of competitiveness I have with myself, right. I'm like, let's see if
this.
I can hold out longer this time.
Who takes the most?
Oh my God.
And then I'm like, wait. No, that feels kind of weird. Okay, I'm full.
Do people take the whole tank, all 14 gallons?
No, you can't take the whole tank.
So wait, so she fills you up and then it comes out?
She fills you up, then she massages. She has like a massager. That's if you're super compacted, but apparently I'm not.
She massages the inside of your butt?
She massages your gut, your actual
You're saying
stomach.
Massage, but that's kind of like liposuction, where they move that around rough? Does she move around in your
ass?
Okay,
she moved it around as she was filling to like, because you know your colon and everything is kind of twisted inside
I know.
You to get... to get different angles on the situation, and then she massages accordingly, and then you actually physically hold the water for a period of time inside of you, and then it sucks it back out.
Is the colon all twisted, like
small
intestines?
Yeah, like your small intestine, large intestine, everything.
Oh, that's your colon?
To fit in.
Is that the same thing?
I don't think it's the same thing.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But the fun part was, because basically your ass is like, look, I'm not accustomed to this type of activity. I don't know what you're attempting to do, but I would like to stop now. The thing slid out of my ass, and I'm on the table, and she's like, in the voice, but I could tell she's panicking. She's like, I need you to slide over to your side. So I slide over, and
this
then
this is as the stuff is coming out.
This
or
is
in.
After she just finished pulling me up. So now I have an ass full of water, and the tube slips out. And so I turn on my side, and she's like, "Okay, I'm gonna need you to sit on the toilet." And then she leaves the room because you have to like release the water. And I'm like, I'm paying $110 to piss out my ass.
So you can hold the water kind of as long as you want.
You can hold
like
the water because your sphincter has like a thing where it like holds shit in, but it's right. Not there for an extended period of time. It wasn't. Thank God the toilet was as close as it was.
How many gallons
when
did
when
you
I
get?
When I did the enema,
it's like probably like a gallon at a time.
How many were you able to hold personally?
I could feel it going a little bit fuller than it was going before, so I'd say a little bit more than a gallon.
Oh.
So is that like a water bottle thing?
Why do they have to have a tank
so big? It's triple filtered, so it like fills it up with the filtered water, and then you do it, and then you go fill it back up again.
All right, so there you go. The record is 1 gallon.
There you go. Yeah. See if you can beat it.
So how do you feel today? Was it today you're saying?
It was yesterday morning.
So how do you feel now?
Lighter?
Fine, yeah.
Have you been pooping more?
I did poop this afternoon, and it was like, oh, okay, I can still do that, because it didn't feel like there was anything in there.
Was it a nice poop or like a diarrhea
nice.
Poop?
It was nice.
It was a full...
Like a nice solid log.
Yeah.
Not too much wiping.
And I'd been eating popcorn all morning, so...
Yeah, and Patrice, may I say, does not poop every day.
No, I don't. Like twice a week.
Twice a week?
Yeah. I'm not a big pooper.
Now, will you go more regular now that this happened?
Well, she said once I do a series.
Oh,
you have to
God.
Do multiple.
Yes.
When's your next one?
Next week.
Think you can beat a gallon or are you going to puss out?
I'm aiming for it. Gallon and a half, here I come.
Oh, my God.
Now, I heard somebody had that done, and I heard literally bugs come out. Did you see things come out?
Parasites and shit. I didn't get to see everything, but it literally felt like the gum from fourth grade that I swallowed. Like, because she's like, oh, She's looking in the tube, and she's like, you eat a lot of carbs. Madam, that's shit. How do you know? And she's like, you need to cut back on this. And maybe you shouldn't. And I was like, last night I ate a box full of Mike and Ike's. I wonder if they're in there. Because it's like, it's basically sugar and goo. Right. So she's like, pulling all kinds of stuff, and then she gave me a whole bunch of nutritional stuff.
I remember shitting corn, and you know how corn doesn't go, but I was like, I didn't eat corn since I was 18.
If there was more time, that's on one of their info sheets, that you should eat something with corn in it if you're going to do it like the night before, so they can tell how fast your digestive system works. So they know when the corn comes out that boom, we hit yesterday.
That's
ew.
Funny.
Ew.
So maybe you can eat different colored corn and know exactly when.
No, that's
how
Tuesday.
Far you got.
That's Tuesday. That's not yesterday. That's
only if you're like Patrice and only poop twice a week.
Yeah, I can plan my poop.
You can plan your poop.
No, I can't.
Okay.
No, that's silly.
Just fuck it.
If I was pooping twice a week, Keith would move out because I would cry.
You know,
I would just.
Well, no,
I
I've been to the doctor,
it.
And he's like, "You're fine." I think it's since I had surgery and stuff, and like my intestines are different. So I just don't as often.
I just need to.
I don't worry about it till I get about 4 or 5 days out. And then I'm like, maybe I should have gone by now.
You don't worry what you eat knowing that you won't be able to get rid of that in 5 days? Like I've eaten, I mean, I eat the wrong things. I eat things that, I don't like the taste of. Or things that, seem
spoiled.
A little sour or spoiled. And I'll be like, well, this will come out right away. And it does.
Oh.
But you're eating shitty McDonald's. You'll have that in your body for 5 days.
Well,
that is extra unhealthy, Patrice.
I rarely eat the shitty McDonald's. I'm a big soup person.
And soup doesn't
but
come
still,
out.
Still, it stays in there?
Coffee doesn't do anything to me. Neither does bananas. Any of those other little things people
if
say.
If you go on the
go.
Scale and you're like, I have water retention, I'd be like, I believe it. I'm serious. She can't shit, doctor.
No, I can't shit. Not yet.
Oh, my God. And you drink a lot of water. We've seen you drink.
Relatively.
Yeah. Still, though. Mm-mm. All right, that's our.
Well, I hate to be tough on you now that you were willing to share that, but we do have to talk.
Oh God,
about your movie selections, Constantine. I re-rented it.
Okay.
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 Now I understand. First time, shame on Keanu. Second time, shame on me. But that movie is terrible.
Me.
There is no scene that is good.
The last 10 minutes
are not good.
Yes, they
I knew
are.
I'm sitting there watching like a zombie. Once in my life, I knew better. I knew after the 5 minutes, no.
When he came up from hell from the mug to get him, that wasn't good.
To get the girl?
No, to get
Keanu. Oh, when he
Keanu.
Came back? No, it just reminded me of The Matrix and when
really?
That other old guy was talking to Keanu. Who
and
cares?
Then what's her name at the end? The woman with the red hair.
Gabriel. She was
Gabriel.
The angel.
Yeah.
Oh, you
that
did the right
good.
Thing. You didn't kill me. Fuck him.
I'm sorry.
And that wasn't nice of you telling me to rent it again. And then we go to the movies today.
What did you see?
Double bill.
Okay.
Wedding Crashers.
Shame on you.
I enjoyed that, actually.
Of course he enjoyed it. Come on.
Please.
There were parts that were a little cheesy.
I never say this, but the director, I don't know who directed that.
But no, thank you.
There was such obvious, you know when it's obvious that...
I think it was the same guy from Old School. I want to say it is.
But that wasn't so bad. There were parts where you can tell somebody yelled action and then everybody started moving.
Mm-hmm.
There was that kind of thing. And then there was the weird...
pauses.
...angle, like the cameras move from one person to another and it's so
Yeah, that's like simple. That's like you just figured out how to do a movie.
That's it. That's right. What it was.
Instead
it was,
of sometimes letting the other person talk and the camera's on the next person.
Right. It was
you don't
very,
believe they're both there at the same time.
It was very, I just got out of college for
spliced
film
together,
school
yeah.
or something. Yeah, it was so weird.
And I'm sure the only reason I liked it, I am gay in love with Vince Vaughn, I guess.
Oh, okay.
He's him. He's only doing
I like him.
Him.
He does the Al Pacino. Right. He
but
does
you know, like
movies.
Half his lines weren't read correctly. You know,
mm-hmm. That's the thing, though.
And his buddy, I enjoyed.
I was telling him after that if it wasn't for Vince Vaughn just being himself in the movie, it's not a movie.
I only really enjoy Vince Vaughn when he's working with Jon Favreau.
Who's that?
Oh, really? That's the guy in Swingers and Maid. Although
they improv together and they're really good at that. I like that. I don't like him by himself with the big cans.
To me, it seems a little like a Saturday Night Live skit that was kind of long. Mm-hmm. The movie wasn't
It was
so
long. It felt long. You're right.
But it was just, you know, obviously he's going to get the girl. He's going to have to tell her the truth before she's going to have to get
out
mad
that
at him.
They make up
know.
Their names. They're just wedding crashes.
Right.
But now he's in love. The truth
they're
comes out.
They're both going to fall in love.
And I'm like, why don't you just
getting...
solve it now? Because instead, there's some scene of bullshit. You're both crying. And then there's another scene where you say something heartfelt.
And
that's
I won't
every
feel
movie,
it.
Right?
But at the same time,
but it
like,
was funny.
I wouldn't deter someone from going to see it, but I wouldn't recommend it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those like you know what you're getting into, and see it or don't see it.
I give it, and I'm tough. I give it a 6
out of 10.
I judge everything 1 to 10. Strawberries, for example, I give an 8.
Okay,
so
just so we
can compare with that. Then, partly on Patrice's suggestion, but there's certain movies, and Party Crashers isn't one of them. Wedding Crashers. And here's something else about Wedding Crashers. Everybody telling me at these parties, every adult that sees me making balloons, oh, did you see the movie Wedding Crashers?
Oh, no. Are you getting that now?
Yeah, yes. So in the movie, just, you know, as one of the scams to get along with, they love, it's not even only about fucking girls in Wedding Crashers. They enjoy the whole experience,
atmosphere
the free drink,
wedding.
The free food, acting like animals. They like all that. And, which I don't. Myself, give me some cake, and then you
and
know,
then let's go.
Yeah, let's fuck at home.
No, I like the way they crashed wedding. That's what I would do.
Right, right. So anyway, but one of the tricks they do to get everybody to like him is they do animal balloons, and this kid goes. And before I saw the movie, they're like, "Did you see this? This kid goes, I want a bicycle," and he's like, "I don't know how to make a bicycle," and then they go. The kid goes, I want a bicycle. I want it now. Ha, you should so see that clown. You would like it. These are adults. So that means, I see the movie, and that's what happens. This kid starts yelling at him, I said I want a thing. And it's kind of funny.
And then the kids, they couldn't find one good kid actor.
They could not.
So weird.
They could not. Dakota Fanning was taken, and the Sixth Sense kid was taken.
She's too expensive.
And all the midgets were, you know, having a party crying over not being Oompa Loompas. So there's nobody left. What bothers me about them telling me in real life how funny this scene in the movie is because they understand that this kid yelling, make me a free balloon, I said, is outrageous and so wrong, and that's what makes it funny. But if you look, that's exactly what your kid is doing
right.
to me.
Right.
How do you know that's weird and unacceptable, and this is fine?
Yeah.
Right. So the movie was good. Then we go and see War of the Worlds.
I'm sorry.
That is so awful that I honestly can't think of one good thing about it, and not even the special effects. I was bored.
No, come on.
Am I growing up?
Not even the aliens. Come
no,
on.
No, these stupid...
Come on.
The real people aliens as opposed to the spaceships?
When they're
these
in that basement. and the way they move when they first get on the screen and you haven't seen them yet for the movie.
Time out. Yes. Time out. May I say?
You may.
Actually, the basement thing was like my least favorite.
It's so boring.
No, no, wait. Because that's always the way that robots are portrayed. Like they stick their thing in and their arm has like an eye and it's whatever. But aside from that, I thought the special effects, and I'm not really into special effects, the movie was done so great.
When
that,
he
like,
opens the door onto that blood scene.
I think I'm
outside.
Getting older.
Oh, that was really
good. Wasn't that gorgeous? Yeah. As disgusting as it was gorgeous.
It was sick. So all that,
there's
like,
things that you would like as a picture, that, and all the bodies rolling down the river, that.
But the emotion,
as a movie,
that's all
terrible.
I ever said. No, no. The acting is awful in the movie, but visually, it's a beautiful movie.
Yeah, visually, the emotion, like, they got everything right. Like, Steven Spielberg is the man, obviously.
You know what? He has a problem with fucking alien movies. What's that one with Robin Williams as a wacky character? He with the kid from The Sixth Sense, and at the end, robots, they look like aliens, but you found out on the internet they're robots from the future. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, Jude Law.
Yes.
And,
yes.
The little kid.
Good job.
oh, I got the
anyway,
wrong
that's line. Terrible.
Yeah,
he's awful. Good at making normal movies now. He can't make alien movies, any sci-fi movies. He's done.
No.
E.T.,
you know what
Steven Spielberg,
is?
No more.
I disagree.
Never
problem,
since
no, no.
then.
His problem, script-wise,
he's crazy.
Is that
he's Stanley Kubrick crazy.
He needs to have a message in his movies. That's his problem, and he concentrates so hard on the message that there's no progression.
See, okay, hold on. I think like the message was there only by the narrator starting the movie and the narrator
ending.
Exactly.
The
right.
message was
he doesn't
there.
Carry it through.
But he doesn't. The thing is that's the thing. The movie didn't go anywhere. He was he was trying to run from aliens the whole time. So
that's
when
all
the movie
he's
was,
doing.
Yeah, when the movie was done, it was like, wait, you didn't really, you know, it was just like a big special effects movie. That was my big problem. The bigger problem also is the movie starts and Tom Cruise is like this blue collar schmuck
right.
that I cannot believe for the life of me.
He's too shiny.
You
it's
know
a cross
him
between
too well-groomed.
Knowing he's a $50 million man and him being a fucking wacko.
And too well groomed in the movie.
Yeah,
that's true
blank.
Too. Yeah,
he's so pretty, and even his jacket, like he's supposed to be like some kind of construction
worker. No, it's like $1,000 jacket.
$1,000? It looked like one of those $10,000, like, you know, I'm just wearing a casual
custom-made,
thing, but
yeah.
custom-made. Like, you couldn't dress him at least, like, but underneath it, he wore that, you know, sweater,
right.
like that hoodie, you know, zip-up jacket. But you're Tom Cruise. You pick a schmo. Don't pick Tom Cruise. Yeah. We know he has millions of dollars. We can't see him as some asshole off the street. That's all.
And
that threw me off.
Okay, the scene where the son ran away with to go fight with the war.
That was stupid.
That was unnecessary.
And
the kid should have died.
And surprise, he's
oh,
back.
Yes, totally. That was my one problem.
We just ruined it.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
We're doing
it.
People
You
favors.
Know what? If you didn't see it by now, you're not going to, and you're going to see it on DVD. And then, fuck you, of course it's going to be ruined by then. And guess what? It's a book.
Let me tell you something. The kid goes, let me go fight. 10 seconds after he let him go, that whole area blew up on fire. So everybody but the kid died. What the fuck?
Right. Not these trained soldiers.
He cut a right. Meanwhile, he ran exactly with the soldiers.
And he wasn't
exactly where they
and
went.
And he was. I thought like he was. It sounded like he's the one who has balls. He has the balls. His dad doesn't. He's like, I want to fight. He didn't even want to fight. He wanted to watch.
He was mesmerized
right.
by the situation.
I gotta see this.
Well,
don't
this.
Worry. It's all over the world. Right. Remember? You'll see it
wherever we go, baby. It'll be there.
And that's the thing, like, the aliens, they blew up a space, right? And everyone ran from that space. But they blow up the space, they move on to a different one. Stay in the shithole. Stay there. Don't
True.
You think?
But human instinct is to run.
And I honestly don't know what the meaning of the movie was. That
were meant to be
the grass
here,
is greener on the other side.
No, but also, no, I think it was that they... We're meant to be here because they...
If we fight enough and stick up for ourselves enough and don't want to die, we won't die.
No.
So for...
No,
right?
Because the aliens, they died because of the environment that we live in, so we're meant to be here. They're not meant to come and destroy
everything. It goes back to the seven deadly sins that you shouldn't covet something, that they coveted Earth and they came here to conquer it.
Now,
but it turns out it wasn't
Did you
them.
Read that on the internet? This is one of those movies.
No,
honestly,
said,
I'm being serious.
I read the book.
No, according to the narration at the end, it was pretty much that we were meant to be here.
They died because of the environment. Not so much that we were meant to be here, but that we don't respect the fact that we're meant to be here and that this is our given
and there
environment.
Is no, there is a reason for
right.
why we're here.
So that's why they died. Because they weren't supposed to be here. No matter how much technology they put together, God
right,
wouldn't have let it happen.
It's coveting. No, leave God out of
it. How many billions of people could die? But if you're not meant to be here, You're not meant to be
and
here.
And that's another thing. Like
neither were all those people that died. They weren't meant to be here, specifically them.
You could take it that far, yeah.
And another thing is that, like, you look outside. Remember when he opened the door and it's, like, just blood. It's like a sea of blood. Mm-hmm. You're thinking that you're the only one left on Earth with your daughter. There's no reason for you to be there anymore, mm-hmm. but we're still running away from aliens. And mind you, I would also, but you end up with, like, a world of, like, 100 people throughout this big thing, and there's nothing that you can do anymore, but we're still running away from these things.
And you know what? And nobody, don't even bother.
The whole world was destroyed.
Sending links on the internet talking about this, because this is one of those movies. I paid money. No, I didn't. I snuck in, but we did get fries, and fries and a drink were $10. So somebody got paid, okay? Finish the fucking movie. Explain everything. Like, it reminds me of Matrix 2 and 3, where you gotta go. Thank you.
Explain everything.
That's right. Where you gotta go on the computer and talk to people and figure it out. Then charge me half price and I'll figure it out. I'll stay at home, make up the whole movie in my head.
Read a book. Read the book.
Add a little more titty in it.
Read the book. There was no titties in the book.
There were no titties in the movie.
How stupid. How
poor
stupid.
Dakota,
you want Dakota
fan.
To take her shirt off? What?
She didn't know. Something. Ew. Something just to flash real quick and see if I notice. I was probably sleeping. And they go, you didn't see the Dakota
actually, I did fall
shot?
Asleep for a second or two.
There you go. That's
yeah. Then
if we're going to be honest, I did for a second or two.
If we're going to be honest, you recommended the movie. If we're going to be honest, I'm glad that you said that.
She said visuals. Good. And she was right about the visuals. The visuals
I recommended on the visuals, and I said the story was lacking.
Please, that's half a lie then, and that's the same as a lie.
Jesus Christ.
You'll have to explain that to St. Peter, not to me.
What happened to staying together with the Republican thing? You abandoned me.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. What a terrible movie, boo.
Okay.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the whole day of sneaking into movies, but we only got to two.
There's no movies. You know what it is? August, traditionally, is drop zone month. They basically drop all the movies that couldn't make it a summer
but
blockbusters.
But it's not that. We don't have time. They make movies so long that you really have to take, like, 24
like,
hours
to
go.
See.
Yeah.
We
have to get going to do the
else,
show.
Yeah. But August and September, don't expect anything especially good for, like, the next month and a half. They basically drop all the movies that aren't going to be Oscar contenders or make a lot of money. So it's all the crap. All right,
there
now.
You go.
To whatever.
Point noted.
There you go.
All right, anything else from today? No? Here we go. With
yes.
What?
If you work at the Lowe's on 42nd Street.
You're an asshole.
And you, how do you know that's where I'm going?
Because I was there last night.
Oh. And you order food, or you work in the food area, just kill yourself. Just kill yourself. You're not helping the fucking world at all. If anything, you're a hindrance. Good day.
Hindrance.
What did you see last night?
I saw a screening of Last Days, which is a Gus Van Sant movie, which is loosely based, only because Nirvana, they couldn't get the rights on Kurt Cobain's life.
And how was that movie?
It was actually pretty good, but
okay.
I liked it
go.
Because
there
I like Kurt Cobain, and I like Michael Pitt, and I like Gus Van Sant. Okay. Otherwise, you will think it is stupid and not like it, if that's how I have to describe a movie from now on.
No, you know.
I guess you do.
You know. It was good, but you might not like it. That keeps everything
it was
safe.
Good. It wasn't even an opinion. It was a personal statement. I liked it.
All right. Speaking of Hollywood, what's the big news today, Patrice?
Okay. We have Brad and Jen. Their divorce will not be done in regular court. They're going to have
Instead,
a mediator.
Instead, it will be televised as a series.
It's going to be a reality show. I'm leaving her. They're going to have a private mediator, so there really aren't going to be any contesting to the divorce. They're going to split everything evenly, all the regular shit. Nobody's going to bring up the infidelity or anything like that.
That's
Which
nice.
Makes sense. You have all the money in the world.
And they don't want to be in the paper anymore than they have to be. So
then keep doing articles. Keep doing magazine articles. They don't want to be in a paper. Do a spread with a fake family, you fucking weirdo. And then come back and go, oh, Billy Idol wants his hair back. You know what? Why can't people just stay out of our lives? I don't fucking get it. Oh, hello, Entertainment Weekly?
That was beautiful.
Thank you. I was actually prepared. I was hoping you'd say that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Russell Crowe has settled with the man he hit with the phone. He settled out of court for $10.2 million.
Oh, get the fuck out.
If you have ever been nominated for an Oscar or are relatively famous and would like to hit me with something blunt... You can reach me at.
Because you know what I think about? We get more popular, right? Because we're starting to get calls. That's all I'm saying. Or we're working things out. That's all I'm
starting
saying.
Starting to get emails.
But we're thinking of getting. But we can see this taking off. We're getting, you know, soon semi-real stars. It would for them being only semi-real, it's easy to pick on them for more things. So you get them in our house and piss them off. They'll forget that they're in a, you know?
Right.
And they'll punch you in the fucking face.
And that'll be good for the rest of your
life. Get somebody borderline violent, invite me. I know how to
Yeah.
do the undercover kind of thing.
Oh, what if I can't ask that question? Then you get punched in the face.
I'm suing you.
I've never seen Keith so excited about getting punched in the face.
And it's all recorded.
We have evidence. In her National Enquirer column, apparently, for this week.
How much money is he making that he could just give up $10
million? That was my first question.
Jesus.
And then I looked it up, and it turns out on a couple of things that did really well, he was a co-producer. Or he took a cut of the box.
What does that mean? Does he have $1 billion? Because
no.
I would not.
He's worth at least $100 million.
Poor guy has to make another movie.
And I can't name
back.
Five Russell Crowe movies that I've seen.
Keith is a fan, though.
You know what? I liked him at first, and then he got too whatever. I don't know if he's too mumbly. I don't know if he's too... You know what
he's
he is?
He's too I don't want to be famous.
He's too stuck up. I don't know if that's the word. But he's like, you see him in any awards show.
He's trying to be
elitist. And he's a hard-on.
He's Sean Penn.
Yeah, he's kind of an elitist Sean Penn. Mm-hmm. Yes. He takes his crap very fucking seriously.
I'm an actor.
I was rooting for the lion.
Was that English?
I got that.
Thank you.
I was rooting for the lion.
I apparently speak Keith. But in her National Enquirer column, Anna Nicole says that her son Daniel says that he wants to go away to college. He doesn't want to live at home anymore.
Anna Nicole Smith?
Anna Nicole has a kid?
He's 17.
Has a column?
In the 17? National Enquirer.
She has a column in the National Enquirer.
Yeah. And
no.
I don't.
You gotta break this news slower. Anna Nicole has a column, first off.
She's got a kid who's 17.
Secondly, she has a kid that's... That
okay,
I think I knew.
If you had seen her, she had a reality show.
I remember that.
The son was on the show. He's 17 now.
Oh, I didn't see
And he's
see
starting
it.
To apply to colleges, and he says he doesn't want to live at home. I don't blame him.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to live with her.
Yeah, anyway.
Unless they're making money, they don't want to live with her.
Well, he didn't want to be a part of the show, period, so he was shown minimally.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he's ready to go. It's bullshit.
He still had to go over on those days.
I was going to say, if he didn't want to be shown, he didn't have to, because the Aussie... The older Osborne sister.
He didn't get a producing credit. Sharon gave those kids producing credits.
Yowza.
They had
approval on the show. But the one kid didn't want to.
So she wasn't involved. But
right.
Well,
I also
got a feeling, that Mrs. Osborne is a little more shrewder.
Yeah, she's a little bit less of a fame whore than Anna Nicole is.
Less?
But she knows more about money, and
she's more business oriented.
She's the
and she
money
knows
whore.
That not letting the one kid be in the show is instant controversy.
Why doesn't
the kid want to be a part of the show? Let's investigate this angle. Actually, turns out that Amy did have cancer last year when she had the daughter who didn't want to be a part of the show. She did have breast cancer last year.
I didn't know that was a rumor.
No, they had reported that she had a biopsy because she had a lump, but it turns out that she did go through the whole process of getting treated for cancer. Steve-O from Jackass fame.
Just tabled his nuts to his eyebrow. Congratulations, Steve-O.
No.
Further and further.
Besides that, that was Tuesday. But for today, he's infatuated with Angelina Jolie. And instead of everyone else in Hollywood having his agent call her agent,
he called her.
Went to Thailand to the man who tattooed that tiger on her back. And he got one too. And he decided that he's going to get every tattoo that she has. And so then he got Billy Bob tattooed on his arm.
That's funny.
But she removed it.
He loves her.
Oh, okay.
But Steve-O has...
Himself on his back.
So he has both on
his
back?
Like a big mural.
Yes.
Well,
he now has the tiger, and he has Billy Bob.
Well, I bet that looks stupid then.
Now it looks stupid.
Can we talk about the M&M thing?
Can we?
Sure. Which part of the M&M thing?
I don't know. The whole thing? I didn't know. The M&M Mariah Carey thing.
Okay, we can start with the M&M Mariah Carey.
There's more. Okay.
There is... Okay, since about 2002, it was reported that when she was making the Charm Bracelet album, that she invited him to...
I'm sorry, what?
That's the name of her album, Charm Bracelet.
Charm Bracelet.
Yeah.
Yeah, the follow-up to Butterfly and Pretty Little Puppies.
And Rainbows, Oh, the Rainbows. For Charm Bracelet, she wanted him to come do the old Dirty Bastard style, I'm the singer, you're the rapper.
Right.
And he's like, cunt, please. And he didn't do it. And so then apparently he claims that he slept with her at one point while she was trying to woo him into being on the album. And he has basically just shit-talked her ever since.
He denied it too, correct?
She denied it. He said, I hit it and quit it.
Okay.
But apparently he has phone calls from her,
He has answering machine messages, which she claims was to attempt to get him to be on the album, and he says was her sweating him. It can go either way.
It can't go either way. And he plays this on his concerts, right? On the Anger Management Tour.
He was playing it during
the
current
songs.
The Anger Management Tour just finished, but he was playing them during the show before he went into Ass Like That, and then remixing the lyrics to be about her during the show. I haven't been able to find a clip of it yet.
Why would you leave a message on Eminem's answering machine? Dr. Dre doesn't even leave a message.
You didn't learn anything from Madonna.
You didn't learn anything from Eminem's albums where he plays messages.
and then happened to Madonna in the 90s. Someone remixed her voicemail messages for something.
He plays his own producer is yelling at him over the phone. He plays that on his first couple albums.
Well, in the 2002 tour, he came up out of a toilet. And a woman dressed as Mariah came up out of the toilet afterwards, and he said, "You make me want to vomit." That should have been a clue to her that he was unsatisfied with her trying to participate in his life, but she didn't take it as a hint and continued.
All of them.
The butterflies told her to do it.
They did. And the rainbows? Ooh, the rainbows. But also, he, I don't know if you guys had heard. No, that was not something in the sound. Hamza made a noise. But he has canceled the European leg of his tour.
Why?
Because they don't know Mariah Carey.
He is citing exhaustion.
It's not easy.
As many celebrities have previously, and we all know that exhaustion is French for cocaine.
Who, Eminem?
Yes.
You think Eminem's on coke?
Come on.
Maybe he has exhaustion. How many times can you threaten to kill a bitch? You know, it's
it may not be cocaine specifically, but it's always drugs when you say exhaustion. You have to go. No. Either that or you just, you know, frankly, I don't want to go. I thought I did it at the beginning of the summer, and right. I don't want to anymore. Britney did it last summer and got married. Who knows when?
And I feel like Eminem was one of those people that made fun of Mariah Carey's exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right, well, but her now he learned a lesson.
Her exhaustion was French for crazy.
Well, maybe he can call her and leave an answering machine message how he apologizes.
My ass.
Next.
Winona Ryder, once again, she's back on the take. She was accused of stealing.
Yes. That's because she's got a movie coming out.
Yes, almost $200 worth of merchandise from a store. But
that's her way of promoting movies.
Mm-hmm. But it turns
out she's like, I don't want to do nothing weird, like be in a relationship or act kooky on Oprah.
The store is not pressing charges because she had actually paid for $400 worth of merchandise during the same trip, and her assistant came back 8 days later and paid for the remainder of the merchandise when she noticed. So the store didn't notice; she noticed. So it might actually be for promotion.
Say that again? Who didn't notice?
She didn't. The store didn't notice that she had taken more than she had paid for. She was the one that noticed and sent her assistant back to pay for it.
Then it is for attention.
Oh, yeah.
Then it is for attention. Unless it's some kind of 12-step program that you got to go and make amends.
You have to claim all your shit. Yeah. Or either that or when the store figured it out, she didn't want it to hit.
Do you know the store
negatively.
And what dopey shit that she sold?
It's called Chabon. And she was accused of taking a pair of boots and a belt.
Wait.
Chabon, S-H-A-B-O-N. It might be French. It might be whatever.
Not the soap store, right?
No. That's no, not with a C, with an S. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I think that's French for fuck you. No?
Maybe.
Nothing?
I wish I knew how to make cricket sounds.
Next week. Ozzy has quit Ozfest as of this summer. It's his last summer headlining. So
Sharon
has
place your
to
bets.
Say.
Place
but
your bets.
He will be appearing in select cities, which means New York, LA, Portland. No. But so he's not going to be full on touring, but he's going to appear in certain cities.
Right. Sharon will not let that man rest.
And Kiss is retired.
If he wants to rest, he better climb in a box and go 6 feet under.
That's his next
stop.
Trick. Mm-hmm. Sharon's like, I heard this thing where you can climb in a box and go 6 feet under.
And they'll pay you $5,000. Mace, the rapper, better known as Pastor Mason Betha, has signed with G-Unit
Records. Is he a pastor?
He is a church pastor in a church in Harlem.
Mace be the one who be paying to retire. Doesn't he rap like he's retarded?
He does. There's a pause. There's like a delay on his speech.
Like he's sleeping.
So I didn't mean to talk over the big news. He is now part of G-Unit.
He is now part of G-Unit.
G-Unit? Were you about to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
But I need to take it. No, that's
fucking
yours. You burned that.
Don't sleep.
Don't sleep on the kid. But he's now part of G-Unit.
So what's that? So
what unit was he in before?
He was part of Bad Boy before.
Bad Boy. Are they rivals?
No, they aren't. But the point is that he's Pastor Mason Betha signing on with G-Unit. He makes very sunshiny, friendly records, and he's going to the only thugged out rap label.
No, am I right that G-Unit?
That's not the only thugged out rap label.
Is an East Coast thugged out rap label.
Right. G-Unit isn't the same sense as Bad Boy Records. Bad Boy Records is a group. G-Unit is an actual group that you would go and see G-Unit one night, correct?
Okay,
not correct?
G-Unit is a group, but it's also a label, G-Unit Records.
Okay, if you buy a G-Unit album, you will now have Mace on there. Is that true?
Part of their mix, yes. He's going to be guesting on certain
cuts.
Okay,
so he's really part of G-Unit.
Yeah, he's part of G-Unit, and he's going to have his own solo album as well.
unit.
All right.
You didn't have to take the second one. That was just
that was just rude.
Gwen Stefani.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is there such a thing?
Okay.
As J unit. I'm at
J unit. Yeah, J unit. Mm-hmm.
There what? Is
the Jew unit.
They have me face paint that a lot. J dash unit.
Jew unit. It's a guy. He's a rapper. I don't remember his name off the top of my head.
Oh no, I thought you were saying Jew as in Jewish. J U D E unit.
No, baby. J E W. Jew unit. He's a Jewish.
He calls
guy,
himself Jew. Is that silly? Is he?
He's
just
a
being
Jewish
silly?
Rapper, and he calls his set Jew unit.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Is he joking?
Does he?
I don't believe.
He doesn't go by. Does it, he it go by be, just the letter like, J?
No. His group of rappers is called Jew Unit. Oh, just
they
unit.
They had me. They had me face paint J, the letter J Unit.
Right.
And I why?
Jew Unit.
He goes by J sometimes. Unit.
No, the group.
The
goes
group
by
goes
Jew
by
unit.
J sometimes. Unit.
Right.
Okay.
But it's a slight.
What
parody.
Black people don't like Jews? These kids aren't going to like them.
Well, maybe they meant something different. But I've heard of Jew Unit.
I don't know. I don't think it's that.
Or maybe you
I
just put your own. Like if I was to get it, I put P Unit.
Sometimes they do that. I noticed that. Yeah. Yeah.
But there is an actual Jew unit.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's the first letter of
I'm
their name.
I'm a liar unit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A liar.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you who's these kids love. These black kids in the ghetto.
These fucking black kids.
Bow Wow.
Yes.
They a little I can't Bow stop Wow. drawing hearts with Bow Wow on it. And they really don't know what a cross and a gravestone is. They keep asking for it, but they go, can you write Bow Wow on it?
You don't have to put the little in.
And I'm not, and I'm like, that's like Lil Bow Wow. He died?
No.
I just want it on a gravestone.
Bow Wow.
Okay.
What
okay.
a gravestone?
I don't know!
That's crazy.
I don't know. They love gravestones. They love Bow Wow. But they do. They do love Bow Wow.
They love Bow Wow.
Bow Wow's like a sexy, like Usher. Bow Wow's like sexy
He's
to them.
He's Usher for the everybody, girls that are a little bit younger.
Everybody wants to marry Bow Wow.
Well, especially since B2K broke up.
B2K.
Come on.
That's a silly joke,
that.
Right?
Yeah. I'm yes. way too old
Don't
to
be
know
silly.
That. I'm sorry.
We're trying to teach people.
Coming to Broadway.
Our fans are mostly white, of course. We're trying to tell them the truth.
Damn Caucasians.
Coming to Broadway, Keith Malley.
The Princess Bride, the musical.
Oh, God.
Oh, who cares?
Everybody loves that too much, too. That's a little fucking weird.
I've never
it's
seen
It's a good
it.
Movie, but
I've
calm the fuck down.
It. It's at my house, but I've never seen it. Gwen Stefani has said that she will not be appearing at the VMA Awards, despite the fact that she's nominated for 6 awards, because she was not asked to perform.
She said that?
That's what she said.
I don't.
I don't believe she said that, in Gwen's defense.
Honestly, she said she's not turning
up. Because
she's
such an incredible person.
Right.
Okay.
Now that shit's bananas.
You know what's bananas? What she wore to the Teen Choice Awards the other night. That's bananas.
What?
She's Nothing. A grown fucking woman. It's ridiculous at this point. She wore a bandana, a bikini top, boxer shorts, some weird kind of white denim jeans, high leopard high heels, and a wristband.
Maybe she lost a bet, honored the bet. I respect that.
I'm done with her. We're done. I'm tired. Paris has given away her dog Tinkerbell because he's gotten too big. She has a new dog named Bambi, who's less than 3.5 pounds, because Tinkerbell is over 3.5 pounds. And therefore, he is a large teacup chihuahua.
He doesn't. She doesn't even think that the dog got older. She just thinks it got fatter.
It just got too big.
You knew the rules.
So now her
she
mother
can't
Kathy
deal with fat things.
Her mother Kathy has the dog.
That's why what's her face? Like that's why she stopped being friends with Lionel Richie's daughter. You're too fat for me.
No, you're too thin for me. Actually,
no. As soon as she lost weight, they're back friends.
No,
right?
You got too cute. We can't be friends.
Maybe that's it. What did you say earlier about an old fat school?
Oh, it's called Academy of the Sierras, I believe, and it's going to be on Primetime Live tomorrow night, which is NBC, and it's basically a school where you have to be fat to go. It's a 6th through 12th grade.
So it's like fat camp, but it's a regular school.
It's year-round boarding school fat camp.
These poor kids.
Yet you know, like, they're all fat, so they all have the same thing about them, but it's still a school.
It's
so,
still high school.
So somebody's still going to be picked on. Who gets picked on?
I saw another documentary about a fat camp in the summer.
The kids with glasses?
And it was always the skinniest of the fat kids that got picked on.
Oh, no, the skinniest is the ones that don't belong.
Because you know what? If you're not super obese, you're not shit. Because you have to be extra super fucking fat.
You have to suffer like everybody else.
The bullies are the fat pigs that don't feel any pain.
But then at the same time, the skinniest of the fat girls were still the ones that got chased around by the boys. there was still like a weird regular old high school dynamic.
Yeah, you still like, you know.
So I think
the only
separation with the fact that it's a boarding school for fat kids is that there's mandatory exercise. They feed you. You don't bring food from off campus. So it's sort of prison-esque in a way, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
but you
minimum
know what?
Security.
A lot of times you watch those things about fat camps and...
They don't really lose any weight.
They don't lose any weight.
And they always sneak in shit.
They sneak in
always.
Things.
But I think in some ways that a competitive factor would work its way into there. If you were all eating the same food, we're all doing the same exercise, and you're still fat, you're an asshole. Especially if your parents are paying tuition for you to go
but
there.
But you're a kid. Your parents are paying for a lot of things, and you can give a fuck.
That's true.
That's true.
It's not, you know, I don't know. When you're older and somebody sends you to that and it's paying for it, you do it.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're younger, you don't care. There's a reason why you're fat.
Is this true that their school photo album is 3 times as thick? Is that true or not?
Yes, it's just as heavy as September Vogue.
I heard it's one of those, the book is the size of one of those poster books.
Every picture is long lens. You have to pick your best friend, and it's just two at a time in pictures.
Is September Vogue fatter than the others?
September Vogue is 802 pages. I got it in the mail yesterday, and I'm happy.
Why? Because it's fashion?
Because it's September, so it's back to fall.
Oh, okay. Next.
This is CNN News. People in this country have a love-hate relationship with math. Mm-hmm. You know what? I disagree. I'm kind of, I think about math. I'm a little, I don't. A favorite school subject for some, but just a bad memory for others, especially women. No shit. You know what else? Common sense. In an AP AOL News poll, as students head back to school, almost 4 in 10 adults surveyed said they hated math in school. Well, 4 out of 10. It's like this newspaper
thing.
Do their math. Yeah, it's less than half.
You guys went there. You're the biggest geeks of them all.
A widespread disdain that complicates efforts today to catch up with Asian and European students. Twice as many people said they hated math as they did as said that about any other subject.
I loved math, by the way.
You were yawning at this article. You hate it so much.
No, the article is boring, but I loved math.
Because it was English. Did you like English?
I liked English. Yes.
I liked
a
science.
Lot.
I hated
science.
I love science and social studies. Because
hated
it was all
social studies.
I liked lab in science when you're
that
actually doing shit and you can blow something up accidentally. Matt, we had a great Mrs. Blank. She was a great math
you
teacher.
You can tell her teacher. We can bleep it.
Because she was Mrs. Fucko. She was a great math teacher because she was the worst. You would say I don't know if I shared this already. I'd have great aspirations whenever I first started any year of high school.
Me too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
it dwindled.
It dwindles fast. Yeah. And in her thing, you can rate on a first day of school. And I had her like 3 years. She did both math courses and algebra. So I had her most of the time. And for some reason, these idiot teachers keep putting me in the smartest classes. I'm like, but I'm not keeping up. Like, nah, you could if you applied yourself. Now you're in honors.
You
okay.
Two were a potential girl.
Okay. But so first day, you would get postcards and you would rate on there where you want to sit. And usually it's for people if you had bad eyesight or something like that. And I did it all 3 years. I'm like, stick me in the front because I will not pay attention if I'm not in the front. So I get put in the front. And then a week into it, I'm like, Jesus Christ, this was dumb. This is stupid.
Always go for the middle.
And she always had this fucking plan where she'd call when she's going to call on you. She will not look at you. And it took you almost 3 years to figure
like
she's looking at this angle. Then you're like, fuck, it's going to be me. And then, of course, you know, if you're not paying attention, she does it. But, yeah, she just goes, and I'll have you answer this. Patrice. God damn
shit.
You. You weren't looking at me. And she had a weird thing, too, where she, you know, she does all the math problems on the board. And as she starts explaining things, she's leaning on it. By the end of your class... The side of her dress is all chalk, and she wore the nicest clothes.
Aww. I had a math teacher. He wore a diaper.
What?
And he wore his pants tight, so like you could tell he wore a diaper.
No.
Oh, yeah. And then I had another math teacher.
Math really excites him.
In eighth grade, he was stinky, and he wasn't regular stinky. He was like that fat stinky, where like you need to rinse it off, and you can't wear the pants twice. And they're fat people rules.
I remember in geometry.
There are. No, you're laughing. There are distinct rules for fat
I'm
people.
I'm not laughing. I'm completely grossed out.
Don't wear synthetics. It's not your friend. Oh. It will only trap whatever scent you're letting go.
I can't.
I was in geometry. Me and my friend Marcus were sitting in the back rows. And we'd pass each other. We'd write on our calculators the answer to whatever question. You know, if it wasn't something you had to draw, here's the answer. And you would look over. And so, you know, you can have a calculator. Honestly... kids today, with their Palm Pilots and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, this world is getting dumber and dumber.
Because you don't have to physically do anything.
I'm not surprised by this at all, but I was just, you know, my Genius Magazine, Maxim. I'm reading that about a site for Cliff Notes that's made for the Palm that you can download Cliff Notes into your Palm.
Oh, Sparks Notes?
Yes, that sounds familiar.
I used to work for a company that worked for them, yeah.
Okay. Now, why? I'm sure we had this already. You can download anything and stick it in your Palm and read it. But now you have a Palm. You can read it on the bus. Nobody's ever going to catch you with your Cliff Notes. You can literally have it in front of you as the teacher is stepping into the room, starting class, catching up.
Because they're not expecting it to come in that form.
Anything.
No. In math, I used to sit next to this Chinese girl named Lisa, and it was after lunch, and we used to have the itis all the time, but we still used to have to physically write notes.
Like niggeritis?
Yeah, we had niggeritis, even though she was Chinese. We used to, because it was right after lunch, and it was by the window, and there was breeze, but you still had to have those notes at the end of the class. Right. They don't have to do that anymore. They have guides.
And then in some classes, when we got older, we were allowed to use calculators, and then but not scientific.
Not scientific.
Then you're allowed
regular.
Scientific, but not certain scientific. They had to look at things. Well, now you're only allowed to have the Palm T3. Nothing higher.
Now you're not allowed to have Stephen Hawking come to class. Right. No, Mr. Hawking will not be let into the class.
Damn it. Your parents still owe me money.
Oh, who was in the movie? Oh, God damn it. The one that we saw today, the first one, the Crashers.
Wedding Crashers?
Will Ferrell?
Well, I like you, but... The one that people say you sound like?
I don't know.
Come on. The father.
Oh, that's what I was going to say about that. The fucking coolest cat in the business. Who's that?
I don't think you are.
William Shatner?
No, that was good. That was a good guess, though, with what she gave.
She's doing Shatner hand.
Not Al Pacino. Christopher Walken.
Oh, Walken.
Christopher, you were saying how without Vince Vaughn, that movie wouldn't be funny. Al Pacino makes any movie funny. I was laughing at... I'm sorry I keep saying Al Pacino. They're not the same.
Christopher Walken.
I laughed at every line Christopher Walken had. Not one of his lines were a joke or a punchline.
Because you got a secret...
Yeah. Well...
It's about
Listen
to
the way he said that.
It's about to get funnier. He's running for president.
No, he's not.
Are you serious?
He played Secretary of State.
No, it's not.
He played Secretary of State in this movie, right? He was Secretary of State?
Yeah, Secretary of Treasury.
Of Treasury.
He's running for president. Walking in 2008.
I'm sorry. Please don't be offended by this. Are you serious?
I'm not fucking shitting you. He's running for fucking president. I don't know under what party.
Why isn't this on the news? Or is it? We don't watch the news.
It slightly was because they didn't know if it was serious, but it is him, and he is running for president. He is trying to get the bid. I don't know for what party. I don't know for what party yet.
I hope he picks a party, because if he doesn't, it's over. But if he does, I think he'll win.
No, but like it has to be Republican
and
or Democratic.
It's not like he...
No, he can go with one of the splinter parties, but it would probably not be Republican, or it won't be the major.
We don't even know him like that. You know what I mean? Like Alec Baldwin, whether you believe in these people, no shit. Alec Baldwin comes on things and no shit.
But did California know Arnold Schwarzenegger beforehand?
That is true.
No.
You're saying
I would have voted for Arnold Schwarzenegger. No
you're
joke.
Saying, are they
okay,
politician?
Because you're voting along party lines, or you would have voted him, for
no.
him based on him?
Based on him, because I don't think there's a difference, and I say good.
Do you know his... I'm saying, like, do we
I
know...
I think it's funny. Good.
Are you saying that we don't know Christopher Walken's
as
political...
Being, as a political yeah. beliefs, right. right. You see Politically Incorrect or
well,
any of those
till,
shows or whatever they call it now. Right. You know Susan Sarandon. You know, Tim Robbins, exactly. Yeah. But
you don't know Walken.
Christopher Walken?
As someone who
How is he
going
to talk to
the
people?
The news!
Foreign relations, all those kinds
oh my
of things.
God. Now, those are speeches I would never miss. That interrupts your fucking daytime talk show?
I would have to...
No one would care.
You know what? I barely work now. I would have to quit all work.
But you know what? Foreign relations, they're going to think that he's making fun of them.
Oh!
I don't know what you're doing.
But yeah, he's running for president.
I came to your country, what? To...
Oh my God! Yeah. How come we didn't start with that?
I'm sorry. I totally forgot until you mentioned his name. Because I thought it was hilarious.
Christopher Walken for president. I will vote for him. That's going to be the biggest turnout in voting. And I don't think he'll lose. George Bush can't... This is a dumb question. He's done, right? You can only have two terms.
Yeah, you can only have two terms. He's done.
Who the fuck else? Hillary Clinton?
Fuck no.
No. Never.
She's running Democrat, right?
Right.
Then I don't have to vote for anyone.
She's running for Democrat?
They're pushing for her to run.
Supposedly.
They're pushing for her to run.
Wow.
And you know what? I think Chris Walken.
Wow.
And then Chris Walken is Chaney's done.
He's is honestly nuts, though. And in the movie, did you see Wedding Crashers? Or you didn't? In the movie, there's a Time article with his face to show he's important. And it says the next president. Maybe he doesn't even know it's a movie.
There you go.
He's like, you were running for maybe. You know,
no,
what?
I am though.
Maybe that's like these reporters that talk about podcasting in our show and obviously didn't do the research. You know, and they're like, well, here he's running for president. And we also hear that Vince Vaughn won a Purple Heart.
No, it was confirmed because there's actual an official website that he really is running for.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Better than pregnant ladies?
I'm going to find a way to vote twice.
Don't throw
one
it.
One for each of his psychotic
They'll
personalities. Oh, my God. That'll be awesome. That'll be awesome. And all the press he's going to do. Oh, my God. If there's a way somebody.
2008, I'm not working. That's it.
If there's a way for somebody to make a DVD or something of all of Christopher Walken's appearances on talk shows, that would be awesome.
That'd be fun.
And then if he ever becomes president, you're gonna be the guy who sounds like the president.
You sound like the president.
But behind like a curtain, I can do an impression.
Ta-da.
All right, you guys like impressions? Everybody close your eyes.
It's the president.
That sounds, you sound like the retard from Friends. Hold on, it'll come out.
Oh, shit. We were all waiting with bated breath to see what Sean Combs wanted to be called now.
I know. Ready? He had a press conference for this. He's now Diddy.
Get the fuck out. And I saw that stupid Burger King commercial, whatever
the fuck it was. I rewound
it
for you. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, this is a joke that he's doing.
Is this a joke on himself? No, the whole commercial's funny. Like, he's almost saying how ridiculous it is. He's saying, like, I thought P. Diddy was too complicated. You're making little jokes about it. However, we know for a fact you are pacing your house. Like, what'll be the perfect name? People are making fun of P. Diddy. You can't just start going by... He's going by Diddy. If you want to be called Diddy, you just tell your friends to call you Diddy. And that'll catch on. And your videos, whenever these black videos, everyone has to start with
just the
P. Diddy presents this featuring this and
like
then this song, like it's a like each every black video is a goddamn movie, then just write here's Diddy and people go like, I guess we call him Diddy, not I've decided.
Totally.
Give it 3 years, asshole. I didn't have time to catch on to P. Diddy yet. Are people on the street still calling you Puff Daddy? Wait until they catch on. Oh, here's a new Windows for your computer. We'll make the old one work. Fuck you, Diddy.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I made the comedy show on Showtime. I found the edgiest. Fuck you, really.
They're not funny on that
show. No, they're not funny. Name one black group of comedians, like a show that Jamie Foxx's Lollapalooza, any of them. Tell me one of those series that have ever been funny. Another reason I thank the Lord Jesus I'm not black.
Me too.
Patrice.
You are Patrice.
You're black.
You're a black
what?
Person, Patrice.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're serious.
Oh, my God.
Oh. So where were we?
Anyway.
Sharon Stone, is she doing anything?
Not this week.
I like her. I think she's hot.
Carlos Santana is being sued because
he doesn't have words. Because
he won't put words in his fucking songs.
Well, besides
Surprise, your biggest selling album, other people had words.
He's being sued because his wife decided that if you wanted to be one of his employees, you had to meet with a gentleman named Dr. Dan, and he had to bring you closer to Jesus.
Okay.
Because it would make you a better worker.
How do you break? You know what? It's weird. It's worth thinking, like, how close me and him are, but other couples just aren't this close. They never talk. And that must be one of those couples where...
They didn't have that conversation that wasn't okay.
They didn't have that conversation in the beginning. And he's like, how do I break this to her that I've decided this all the time? It's your wife. I don't know. Tell it to her between farts.
Jessica Simpson has been offered a Vegas show on the scale of like a Celine Dion sort
that
of
makes
residency.
Sense.
And turns out that maybe I shouldn't make fun of her for the fat people jeans. Cause
good, then let's move on.
She's getting $15 million for it.
For what, the jeans?
For the jean line for, it's going to be in misses, but mostly plus size.
Are fat women clothing more expensive because there's more
yes,
material?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Basically, because it's more material, and honestly,
and it's a niche market.
Well, no,
even though more people
not
are
even
fat.
That. When you're cutting clothes, just to go off on a tangent for a second, right. When you're cutting clothes, you can go up to a certain size and keep the same form and just add inches. When you get to fat people, you have to take height into account, and you need petite and missing and regular, and you have to start cutting wider in certain places. Because I've been in the fat people store and tried on bracelets, and they're like double the size. The rings start at like size 10.
I guess that's
for jewelry, size 10 is usually for men. So it's just bigger.
But you know what? Whatever she would have came out with, she would have made money. She could have came out with skinny girl clothes. She would have made money. It doesn't matter.
Granted, but it's a market that not for that age group that not a lot of people are addressing.
Oh, okay.
Does she not have skinny clothes?
She has. There's going to be Mrs. Clothes
as well.
There's
going to be both.
There's
going to
be
not?
Both.
So there you
but
go.
They're mostly pushing the plus size line because there aren't a lot of people addressing that market.
Right.
For that age group, for around her age.
I still think that's nice.
Okay,
good.
Whatever.
Good. I hope there's sparkles on everything.
Otherwise,
I
yeah,
hope
good.
She gains
good.
An embroidery.
That's what I need. Pigs on the street with fucking signs on them. Look at this. I see it. And they're still going to wear the sizes too small.
You're going to pay for that.
Halter tops are for certain people.
I see
people.
It happening already.
What?
Send. Call fat people. Pigs.
Please. Those are the emails I can't read because they press 4 keys at a time.
Because there's butter in them.
I eat those emails.
I was making fun on the forums
nice.
Of the death of the couple. They were killed by the Power Ranger.
What?
Yeah, you got to start over and say this because I saw it briefly, but I want to hear this.
There
again.
Was a couple, and they were rich.
This was on our forum, or
yeah,
here?
Our
yeah.
forums. Who?
It
by
was
the
under
way,
the interesting
by the way,
news tag. I think
I very much dig the forum. Paul's doing a great job.
Paul is doing a really
Keith
good
and the Girl forums.com.
I got to keep up a little better, but yeah.
It was someone started a thread on interesting news, and I posted the story about the Power Ranger and his wife killing a couple by tying them to an anchor and throwing it into the water. No.
An anchor. Do they know they have to
okay.
take the anchor back?
Okay, it's not funny, but the only thing my concern was like, dude, the first person to see the second person getting tied to the anchor, what didn't tell you to get away from the situation?
It was a couple, right?
It was a couple.
Who went first?
How did he get two grown people tied to
an
anchor?
I hope the guy was first.
I don't know, but he tied them both to the same anchor and tossed it in the water.
Well, they do know karate.
They were like on a yacht or something. And it turns out, my question was, what color was he? It turns out he wasn't actually a Power Ranger. He was a featured day player, and he did like half a season of Power Rangers. But in trying to find that information, I found out that the yellow Power Ranger died 2 years ago.
She was Trini? Pretty.
Trini?
Her real name was
Did you really
Doi
know the name?
Tring. Yeah, she died 2 years ago.
Wow. I used to do Power Rangers every week back when I first started doing kids' parties. Power Rangers was really huge.
She was Asian of some sort?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why she was
the
yellow Power Ranger. I'm serious.
But she was Asian American, the hot kind of Asian.
Do you know who the Black Ranger was?
A black guy.
The black guy.
I remember that part because my brother dug them.
Yeah. It was just completely ridiculous.
You know who the white one? German.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Heil Power Rangers.
Everybody's like, go, go. And he's like, Heil, Heil. And they're like, stop that.
It's unbelievable
your vehicle,
how
whatever
that,
they do.
That show took off so much, and then I watched it, and I was like,
you know what? It is fucking terrible, but it's better
it's
than
horrendous.
I don't know.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's better than SpongeBob SquarePants.
No, it's not. SpongeBob SquarePants is very good for kids. It's got a weird imagination.
I'm sorry. Maybe it throws me because I know adults like SpongeBob SquarePants.
I love
it's
SpongeBob.
Not, see,
I do.
There
it's
you go.
Cute.
And she liked War of the Worlds. It's not that funny. It's not that clever. It's not Animaniacs. Don't
you
ever use
oh,
the same
fuck.
Passion to
fuck
describe
that.
SpongeBob
it's not Animaniacs.
To Animaniacs.
No, I love Animaniacs.
Animaniacs was amazing.
And Pinky and the Brain.
Well, that was not for kids, though.
No, it wasn't. It was.
Are you thinking
on
what I'm thinking?
Kids.
You want to lick my balls? No, I want to take over the world. That's comedy.
I know no more baby news, but it's Britney, so I'm allowed.
Yes, please, yes, please.
She's having a boy.
And she's having twins.
She's having one now.
She's
this week, she's having one. And she's naming it.
It depends how she feels.
It depends how she feels. She's claiming one, and it's a boy, and she's going to name it Preston.
I thought Charlie.
This week, she's naming
it depends.
Preston Hemda.
It depends what she's having next week. I think I'm going to have a bowl of glitter.
Don't come home that
butterfly.
Week.
Mariah Carey did a photo shoot for Allure, and it turns out that a production assistant, I got this off of someone I know, a production assistant had to change all the labels in the clothing from 12 to 6 because Mariah said she's a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mariah's ass is a 6.
Mariah's getting fat.
Getting.
She's, you know what? It's
no,
not that
right,
she's fat.
Right.
She was never really fat. She's just kind of like that big girl.
She's tall. She's tall, too.
She's just, like...
Tell me what you think about this controversialness. She is not pretty. when I jerk off to her, which of course I do, a man has to breathe. it's just going, you're Mariah Carey,
you don't
and you're not that pretty.
You don't have to her in particular.
Right.
There are many options, Keith. You get Maxim.
I never. She never did anything for me.
No.
Ever.
Bitch.
Except her voice when she first...
It's not so much gossip, but New York news. There is an art exhibit that's going to be shown the week of September 11th by an artist named Chris Hackett.
Oh.
And the exhibit is going to be 4 pounds of dynamite in a suitcase, which is enough to kill everyone in the gallery. And he's the only one that has the number for the cell phone trigger. I know New York. Everyone's going to fucking want to go to this thing.
No kidding.
What the fuck?
So he could set it off
if he decided to. He could blow up the entire gallery.
I believe that is a lie. And I think Chris Hackett is a fucking...
It's not a lie because it turns out last year he blew off a part of his face and jaw, creating a confetti bomb with a cannon and a propane tank. He now has one eye.
Okay, he did something by accident on a small scale and we're letting him do this.
It turns out when the police arrived to come and get him, when it's in the New York Observer, when the police...
This already happened. This didn't happen.
No, the exhibit happens the week of September 11th.
It turns out
when the police arrived at his house, when he blew his face and jaw apart, that they found two AK-47s, a 9mm gun, a pump pistol shotgun, and a handmade machine gun. But the curator of the exhibit said the reason that he's going to let Chris exhibit at the show is that because I've given, based on safety, at first I gave Chris a no, but I made him swear up and down that he's not going to blow everyone up. One thing to blow up yourself, but it's another thing to blow up other people.
Oh my God, oh my God.
At any time did he go, I swear,
bring.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then he's going to get it, and then... Everybody's gonna have their cell phone on them, and every time somebody gets a phone call,
I'm sorry, every time I think New York hype.
Okay, basically what it is in the thing, it's gonna be separated.
I'm sorry. How do we spell his name to look it up online?
He's part of a collective called the Madagascar Institute. It'd probably be easier to look it up through that.
Does his face look like?
Oh my God, I wish I had the picture. He has an iPad. He looks
picture.
Like, he looks like
picture.
Old, I'll put a picture tonight, but he looks like old dirty bastard with an iPad.
Not picture.
And I bet you didn't think it was a black guy.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I gotcha. Listen, we're crazy too.
This is what every black comedian says you black people don't do.
Exactly.
Black people jump on some bullshit.
But we don't do that.
Shut up.
It's a black guy.
Every time I think I'm stupid, I'm just going to think of this fucking exhibit and go.
But it's
so his cell phone, though, the bill probably wasn't paid, so I don't think you got to be worried.
There you go, because black people don't pay. I did pay it the day I got it for this month, and I surprised myself.
A regular cell phone or a pay as you go?
A regular cell phone. I don't have a pay as you go.
Good for you.
Ah, cute.
You know what?
When you're a pimp, you know? Like Patrice is.
I can't be fucking with. I'm at work right now. I can't be fucking with my money.
Did you notice? How did this ever catch on? This pay as you go. The way is it?
Black
the way
people
Virgin
don't have
Records?
Credit.
Right, but like I had to do that, and
you don't have a cell phone. It's under my name.
Right, it's Point May.
Oh snap!
But
oh shit!
Verizon
I did have one. I did
like
have
you.
One under my name.
Verizon
I
doesn't like
Sprint.
Anybody.
I
under
had
your
Sprint.
Brother's
like
name.
No. I had Sprint
at one
under
point
my
too.
Name.
I'm just messing
Verizon
with you.
Verizon was no, but I'd like to explain myself as the
go ahead,
the pure rice. Thank you.
Get your balls back. Go ahead.
Thank you. But we went for Verizon because it was such a better deal. But I had those pay-as-you-go phones.
You had that?
50 cents a minute.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
At least, I think 70, I think 50, and then you go over that, it's 70 or something. And you already paid for it.
Out of those phones, Virgin Mobile is the best deal.
But now they have commercials like, and it's all these stupid commercials like, artists are painting a picture and go, I don't like to be bogged down.
Yeah.
The government's going to tell me what to do. You're a grown up now. You don't need people to tell you what to do. I don't need bills. That's right. Pay as you go.
They even
have
there's
a reason that I'm on the phone all the time and my bill is low.
Yeah.
How stupid. And people are like, "Whoa, I guess this is hip." You're being ripped off. If you have an internet and you're able to get high-speed access and you don't have it, you're a fucking idiot. If you have a cell phone and you're able to get regular cell phones, but you're doing the pay-as-you-go, you're a fucking idiot. That is the lessons of the week.
You dummy.
Oh, my God. Do we have any more time left, or what's the...
I think I covered everybody.
Take the clock off the wall.
Where are we at?
We gotta get out of here.
Holy shit. Any closing... Major.
Who else is running for president?
Oh,
Jesus.
Warning, if you're in New York, please stay off the heroin for at least 2 weeks. There are people dying. So far, in 6 days, 5 people died from bad bags of heroin. 2 of them were 18-year-old girls, a couple other people in their 20s and 30s. And anywhere below 14th Street, don't buy heroin.
And you're saying that real estate is going down.
Actually, the bubble's bursting, period. According to, they put out the new statistics on mortgage rates and all that kind of stuff as far as buying and for rentals. And I think with this Lower East Side thing, between that and there was a murder on Rivington in front of Moby's restaurant.
That's
right,
where
down
I live. New York. Yeah.
Yeah, that between that and that, the people are starting to realize that, okay, you can dress it up, you can put clubs, you can make $4 beers, you can...
But at the end of it, Moby is a bad motherfucker.
It's the Lower East Side. There are projects, and not to once again blame black people, because the Puerto Ricans participate too.
Yeah, those projects are not black. Those projects are more...
They're Puerto Rican, they're Hispanic. Yeah. The whole Lower East Side Alphabet City is still going to be the Lower East Side Alphabet City.
So
don't
Keith
be
and I,
disillusioned.
Keith and I are ready to move
it's
back.
Getting,
hey,
there
it's
you
getting
go.
Lower.
Yeah, lower. Yeah, there's no difference between 2 streets
we
over from where we are now and down
and,
there.
Yeah.
And we both lived there and loved it.
Loved
now there's it's getting better and better, and the better and better is pushing out the badder and badder, as most parts of New York are.
And there's
are.
Construction and all that good
definitely
stuff.
Definitely are. You know, you ever think, like, where do these people go at the end? I guess you just get pushed
they
out of New York
Bronx,
altogether.
They go to the outer
right.
boroughs. They leave New York.
Right.
It's gentrification. It happens
so, I mean,
everywhere.
That won't happen until we're, you know, I hate to say adults, but that won't happen until, you know, we're about to die. But that area is good enough, and we're
I
thinking about
it.
Moving
there's
there.
There's a well enough mix that there's still rent stabilized. I'm still waiting on that apartment I showed you.
I
that
love
day.
That
we
area.
We took a trip to the movies today. That was a trip driving. I remember living on the... You're on the Lower East Side.
And you could walk.
It's kind of high to get to 42nd Street.
Well, you don't have
but,
to anymore.
And it's like 5 or 6 stops.
There's
it's
a ton of
not
theaters
long
open
to
down there. There's Sunshine
want.
Cinema. There's Landmark. There's theaters open and down there. They built up the place.
Sunshine right. Cinema is crap. But
yeah, she likes... I mean, obviously,
movies,
obviously we have theaters in... please. Obviously, we have theaters in Queens, but she likes the big theater. She likes the experience.
Sometimes in Queens, it's like, get out my lap.
But I did not... I said this before. I only minded the subway when it was a commute, when it was a job.
Everyone does.
But to be able to get on it whenever you want to, and it's not that crowded, that's fun. For no reason, I want to be in Times Square right now. I just do it. That is exciting.
And they're going to have a Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
I didn't know that. Okay, now we do it for sure.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Oh.
Well, I was saying that, you know, when we're in Queens, every time we want to go out, it's like a to-do. Mm-hmm. You got to get dressed. You got to, you know, get in the car. You got
to
go to Manhattan.
And actually, for me to come to your house, if you lived in the Lower East Side, it'd take me, like, maybe 10 minutes.
Of course. But the thing is, mm-hmm. You don't want to, you know, you have to figure out a place to go when you're in Queens and you want to mm-hmm. go to Manhattan. But when you live in Manhattan...
Just go outside, you're in Manhattan.
Exactly. You get out of your house and you'll figure something out to do. I used to, like, walk everywhere, skate everywhere, even if you took a cab back home for $5 just because, you know, today's your special day. It's just, things are constantly happening. And over here, I feel like I'm starting to feel so secluded that it would be worth, and we would have to get 1/3 a space if we're lucky. Because
right.
over here, we have so much space. It would be worth, like, living closer to each other.
Because honestly,
you know,
you're not in the house as much.
Yeah, that's true. But that's the final test for me and Keith, because we get along so
God
great.
Bless. Can people, I film it?
Yeah, people want to puke around us, right? But if we live in Manhattan together and we're okay for a year, that's it. Mm-hmm.
That's like
it.
That's 7 years that's, anywhere else.
That's true, because you're on top of each other. So let's see.
Let me big announcer real quick.
Oh, that's right.
Tomorrow, Friday, live show, 11 p.m., taking your phone calls at 646-502-8682. Of course, you can find that at keithandthegirl.com under Extra Shite. We are not accepting calls from computers. We'll know if you're doing it. We just can't take it. Sorry. Under Extra Shite, you also see a chat room to fuck around with. I think it's going to be very cool. Big thanks again to – we're running out of time, so I don't want to play a commercial from him. But Phil – Quad
yes.
Phil, Nextech, N-X, I'm sorry, NXTEK.com. You need computer shit done. Mention Keith and the Girl. He'll cut you a deal. He's fucking incredible.
Oh, I
putting
should call
our live
him.
Show. Do it. Putting our live. He owns your.
He owns
website
my website.
Well.
I should call him.
But you need shit done and he'll do it good. That's it. See you Friday.
KeithandTheGirl.com. Extra shite.
Have you interviewed Christopher Walken?
No. No.
Okay, well, here's your chance. And keep in mind, all of his thoughts are completely unconnected. So go ahead and ask Christopher Walken anything.
All right, what's your new project, Christopher?
Frankenstein never scared me.
Ha, 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 So how long have you been working on the film?
Marsupials do.
And when's its release date?
Because they're fast.
They are fast.
Oh,
they
wow.
are.
Oh, man.
This watch was on your daddy's wrist when he was shot down over Hanoi. He was captured from the Vietnamese prison camp. He knew that if the gooks ever saw the watch, it'd be confiscated, taken away. The way your dad looked at it, this watch was your birthright. He'd be damned if any slope's gonna put the greasy yellow hands on his boy's birthright, so he hid it. In one place he knew he could hide something, his ass. 5 long years he wore this watch, up his ass. Then he died of dysentery. He'd give me the watch. I hid this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass, 2 years. Then, after 7 years, I was sent home to my family. And now, little man, I give the watch to you.
And now, the nations of the world, brought to you by Yakko Warner.
United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still, Guatemala, Bolivia, then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile, Brazil, Costa Rica, Belize, Nicaragua, Bermuda, Bahamas, Tobago, San Juan, Paraguay, Uruguay, Suriname, and French Guiana, Barbados, and Guam. Norway and Sweden and Iceland and Finland and Germany now in peace. Switzerland, Austria, Czechoslovakia, Italy, Turkey and Greece. Poland, Romania, Scotland, Albania, Ireland, Russia, Oman. Bulgaria, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Cyprus, Iraq and Iran. There's Syria, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, both Yemen, Kuwait and Bahrain. The Netherlands, Luxembourg, Belgium and Portugal, France, England, Denmark and Spain. India, Pakistan, Burma, Afghanistan, Thailand, Nepal, and Bhutan. Cambodia, Malaysia, then Bangladesh, Asia, and China, Korea, Japan. Mongolia, Laos, and Tibet, Indonesia, the Philippine Islands, Taiwan. Sri Lanka, New Guinea, Sumatra, New Zealand, then Borneo, and Vietnam. Tunisia, Morocco, Uganda, Angola, Zimbabwe, Djibouti, Botswana. Mozambique, Zambia, Swaziland, Gambia, Guinea, Algeria, Ghana. Burundi, Lesotho, and Malawi, Togo, the Spanish Sahara is gone. Niger, Nigeria, Chad, and Liberia, Egypt, Benin, and Gabon. Tanzania, Somalia, Kenya, and Mali, Sierra Leone, and Algeria. Dahomey, Namibia, Senegal, Libya, Cameroon, Congo, Zaire, Ethiopia, Guinea, Bissau, Madagascar, Rwanda, Mayor, and Cayman. Hong Kong, Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Yugoslavia, Crete, Mauritania, then Transylvania, Monaco, Liechtenstein, Malta, and Palestine, Fiji, Australia, Sudan.